Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Courtney, let's talk about NSA. Everybody's talking about it now. When you go around the district and talk to people about the idea that, you know, their phone calls may be part of the metadata that is being collected, or that their phone or that their emails may be looked at, or is there a developing case of national paranoia, or is there a good reason that people should be concerned here?
You know, it is kind of a divided response. I mean, I think, frankly, trust in government is at record lows, and I think some of the revelations about employees at NSA, using data inappropriately, the fact that American citizens' calls were being collected and put into this, massive storage bank, I think is, the reaction is very negative to that. By the way, I voted against FISA court, Patriot Act extension. I voted for the Amash Amendment during the defense bill earlier this year, which, would have defunded the project out in, out west to build this huge archive. And almost passed, by the way. So, I do think that the structure of the FISA court, where there's no adversarial proceeding, there's nobody there to challenge the government's information or requests, is a very unhealthy system when you're talking about people's constitutional rights. And, the president, I think, made some positive moves in his speech the other day in terms of trying to redress the balance there. But this thing is really, I think, still out of whack. And whether this Congress is capable of having kind of a really analytical, dispassionate approach to trying to fix it is highly questionable.
Is there a fix, Joe? Is there a fix?
Well, I do think that just to take the FISA court as an example, the administration is now talking about having a public advocate in the room when these requests are being made by the government for wiretaps and sure. collection of data.
And before a bunch of secret judges. I keep thinking of the Star Chambers.
Yeah,
of
and so now there's none. I mean, now it's just, it's almost a, and as you know, the approval rate is almost 100%.
Sure.
So, but the advocate is only going to be there in very limited circumstances. And Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, has come out with a proposal that would actually have a more, structural presence of people sort of asking questions and at least giving judges what happens in courtrooms all across America every single day is the benefit of an adversarial proceeding. So, that's something that Congress has to do to change the law, to set up that kind of a system. Again, whether or not they're capable of doing it is, like so many other things right now with this Congress, somewhat questionable. But, it's an interesting cross-section of people who are critics of this system. I mean, as you know, I mean, you got the Rand Paul on the right and the Bernie Sanders on the left, and a lot of people with varying degrees of sympathy in terms of different ideas that are floating around out there. But, I've been to some of the briefings as a member of the House Armed Services Committee with the intelligence and defense officials, and frankly, it has really, the system has just grown like Topsy, and there is very little, I think, transparency even within the administration about what the heck is going on with these agencies. The president's commission that he set up frankly raised serious question about the value of a lot of this activity in terms of whether or not it's really done that much to keep the country safe. So there's no question that we need this I think soup to nuts kind of examination of things, with full recognition that, there are people out there that don't like us and they want to hurt us and that, we've got to do it within a constitutional framework.
Yeah, the thing that worries me, Joe, although I'm interviewing you, the thing that really worries me is not what's going on particularly right now. It's what could be going on if you get a bad guy sitting up there who says, get me to file on Shattuck or Courtney.
Right.
And, you know, you always have to examine each of these policy decisions in terms of the spawn or the potential that they have. Hey, let me, while I have you on for a few more minutes, talk to you about immigration. Looked like it we were making some headway there. You know, the Senate came up with a plan. It was bipartisan. Boehner made some veiled comments. The Speaker saying that, you know, he was going to take up the proposal one part at a time. But it doesn't seem, nothing seems to be happening.
No, I mean, again, people were very encouraged when the Speaker hired John McCain's former immigration staff lead as his immigration staff point person, because McCain's office actually has been a pro-reform office over the years.
Right.
And again, it's one of these issues where his caucus, the division in his caucus, has is where the obstacle is. Again, I just have no doubt in my mind that if the bill was brought to the floor, there's 218 votes in the House.
Are you upset by that? I mean, the fact that, you know, you have the votes among Democrats and moderate Republicans, but they won't allow you to vote on it?
Well, certainly with an issue where you've got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the AFL-CIO, the American Farm Bureau, every religious group in, you know, you can think of saying, do this. The Congressional Budget Office says it's going to actually reduce the deficit because you're going to bring, you know, people out of the
tax-paying people out,
right, out of the dark economy into the, you know, tax-paying side of things, and it's going to help the country grow. I mean, that's the projection in terms of GDP growth. So, you know, this is it is not a partisan sort of agenda. It's something that, you know, Republican interests are very much in favor of. So. You know, when the Speaker took over, if you go back and read his speeches that he gave, I mean, he made a lot of nice sort of high-sounding promises about letting the will of the House work its way, letting the committee process work its way, having open rules. And we have had nothing but the opposite for the last year. It has been one closed rule after another.
So everybody understands what a closed rule is. You got a rules committee, and the rules committee sets up the ground rules for debate on a bill.
With
and
no amendments.
No amendments, so that's a closed rule. Yeah.
Correct. And the committees are being bypassed, I mean, constantly. You know, in terms of the process, yeah, it's very upsetting in the House because, you know, I get it that there's times when, you know, there's tough issues, and they want to protect people in their caucus. But to do it on every single measure, and that's really what we've been reduced to with these guys, you know, is really, in my opinion, it's just hurting the country.
So do you have a chance for taking over the House?
You know, I actually think if you go back in the fall and you sort of see, you know, the unbelievable swings of public opinion, starting with the Syria issue, you know, back in late August and September, you know, the shutdown, healthcare.gov, you know, and now, you know, the latest sort of back and forth on unemployment and minimum wage. I mean, public opinion is oscillating, you know, very wildly almost at times. And so, I don't think anybody can really say with real confidence right now where the country's going to be November. And I'll tell you, the Democrats, we're outraising them, you know, by record amounts, and that's a fact. Steve Israel is doing a great job, but the fact is that there really is a raw nerve out there in terms of the House of Representatives, where people really are, I think, do understand the need to help with changing the House.
But it's been said, Joe Courtney, and we only have a minute to do this in, that because of the way in which the country has been malapportioned, the Republicans have an advantage.
And that's real, and I don't mean to, you know, downplay that. But I'll tell you, if you look at it, you know, district by district in terms of what's in play, there's been more retirements on their side than our side. I think, you know, people who dismiss the possibility of a change, I think are way too premature.
Yeah. Well, Joe Courtney, we love having you with us. It's always a pleasure. And when we come back the next time, I got a lot of other things I want to talk to you about, okay?